You are listening to Nutrition Secrets by Ryan Fernando, only on Red Podcast.
Hi, Ryan. Welcome back to another episode. In fact, why am I welcoming you back? We should welcome our listeners back to another episode of Nutrition Secrets with Ryan Fernando. How are you?
I am doing super fine, super fit, super relaxed. Super relaxed because magnesium is my new best friend.
And, you know, we've picked out a whole bunch of questions from our listeners on the social media posts and podcasts that also has one question about magnesium. How about we start with that?
Yeah, let's answer questions in from our listeners. So shoot.
Okay, so this is a question from Priya, and she says, tell me more about magnesium. I want to know the exact use, how much to have per day, and in what form would you recommend it? Because there's a lot of information out there.
Okay. Magnesium is, without a doubt, as the clinical biochemist I studied at Goa Medical College, I remember I had to pass my exam. And, you had these various pathways. So if you remember chemistry in school, you had all of these circular pathways. One element jumped to the next element, and you had to figure out whether hydrogen or oxygen or nitrogen was coming out of the equation. And most people weren't good at chemistry because you had to memorize those structures and formulas. I was also like that, quite weak at biochemistry, but there was one thing, and magnesium written as MG, not the car MG, but M, capital M and small g with a plus two sign. It's divalent, meaning it has a two charge on it, but magnesium could be written at every point in a pathway. So you have a glycolysis pathway, Krebs pathway. So those who have studied a little bit of science, you know, there's like a mechanism inside the body. And every mechanism, the biochemistry pathway, requires magnesium in it. Simple English, every cell in the human body will require magnesium. So I would get half a mark on a 12 question answer because I wrote magnesium everywhere. So I was like, half mark is better than zero mark. So magnesium is that important in a question paper and so important in the human body that I think if you did not have magnesium in you, your heart would shrivel up and die. So that's why I said I'm having a relaxing time because, I did my nutrition gene test. And in the genetics, the software code in my human body, it said that, hey, Ryan, in the magnesium world, your genetics has a faulty gene and doesn't absorb magnesium too well from the diet. So when I was younger and I would do a little bit of martial arts, I would always cramp very quickly in my calves. So if you're listening in and you're one of those persons who cramp very easily in the calves or in the hamstrings or in the glutes, when you're just doing like half an hour of workout or 1 hour of workout, the muscle seizes up, it kind of knots up, it goes into a painful spasm, I think you might be magnesium deficient. Now, magnesium in nature will come from bananas. They will come from dark chocolate. Disha, if you love dark chocolates, a credit card size piece, which is unsweetened, maybe 60 to 90% dark chocolate will give you copious amounts of magnesium. Now, Priya is asking what could be a good way to take magnesium? Pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, microgreens. Pineapple has a good quantity of magnesium in it. Now, we nutritionists say all these foods are good, but we nutritionists are not farmers. So where the crop is grown, wherever that cacao bean for chocolate is grown, or the pineapple is grown, or the pumpkin seeds, the magnesium content in that food is dependent on the content of magnesium in the soil. And this is a huge reason why we have geographical variation. So while pineapple might be the same in terms of its looks in, let's say, Maldives, in India, in Tamil Nadu, in Haryana, or if you go to Europe, which is where it gets imported in from Jamaica or from Africa, the magnesium or all other micronutrient contents might be different. So then the solution is do a blood test and check if when you eat more of these foods, is your magnesium level going up? If it's not going up, I recommend taking a magnesium supplement. Now, magnesium has various salts out there. The most common one is magnesium oxide. Its absorption is poor, but mostly used for constipation. So whenever people come to my nutrition clinic at Qua Nutrition, they're like, sir, I'm constipated. You know, I don't get a bowel movement every day. So instead of trying and giving a chemical laxative, one of the nature's easiest, most natural laxative, because magnesium is found in the human body and found in nature, would be to give magnesium oxide. And therefore, it's used as a laxative for a lot of people. I remember magnesium as milk of magnesia. And my grandmother's favorite thing was to give all the grandchildren, when we went to our house once every summer, two tablespoons of milk of magnesia just to clear out the gut. And I was like, that's like so gross. But there are better versions of magnesium. In fact, I currently personally use a magnesium glycinate. And that's got very, very good absorption. And magnesium glycinate is very, very good in the sleep. It reduces pain. So I do workouts. So it reduces muscular pain. It also reduces anxiety. I tend to get a little bit hyper sometimes, Disha, these days. We're renovating my house, painting the clinic, changing the signboard. So I tend to, oh my God, I go back to back in the clinic and then I'm so anxious and all. And then when I take magnesium as a supplement, I seem to be much more calmer. And I think the anxiety comes from the brain getting tighter, the muscles around your neck getting tighter, the muscles in the middle of your back getting tighter, you know, and just everything so tight, you just feel like you're wrapped up in one straight jacket.
But Ryan, so what dose of this would you recommend? And is it different for men and women?
Obviously, men and women have different body weights, Disha. So what we want to do is we want to be looking at anywhere from 200 milligrams to 300 milligrams per serving of a tablet. And you can do up to 1 gram of magnesium. The secret is you do 200 to 300 milligrams, preferably at night. So it helps in your bowel movement the next day. It helps in deeper sleep. It helps in relaxing your muscle. If you feel with one capsule of 300 mg, it's not improving, you could go up to 2 capsules. Yes, magnesium also lowers blood pressure. It's good on the heart and even helps in the elimination of kidney stones if you use magnesium citrate. Now, I'm not one to prescribe through my podcast that everyone begins to take magnesium. What I wish is to make you aware that your medical physician, doctor, nutritionist, or dietitian can look at your clinical symptoms, could ask you for a nutritional blood test measuring your calcium, sodium, potassium, and your magnesium levels, also known as electrolytes. So I think if you check this out and it is low, and I want to request to everyone listening in is that we will have nutritional deficiencies because we are all unique and therefore your genetics is different and you may or may not absorb, in this case, magnesium, but also the farming practices of the food that you eat. Also, the fact that you may not always eat pineapple every day for your magnesium. So the variation in your diet, whilst it brings out a variety, the baseline micro minerals may be deficient in your geographic area or deficient in your genetics. So testing is one of the best ways to look at it. So Disha, the next time you're doing your breakfast show in the morning and you get an angry listener calling in, you know, ask the gentleman or lady, just ask them to test for magnesium. In fact, around my colleagues in the gym, when I go there, if I see somebody a little bit more angry, I ask them, show me your pulse rate. And if the pulse rate is high, just standing and talking, I ask them, please look at your magnesium level. It's a great way to start in terms of reducing your blood pressure, softening up your muscles so that you're removing that frown off your face and you're smiling a little bit more.
Ryan, I have a feeling this one's going to go viral because anxiousness and anxiety seems to be a big concern with people across age groups today and with the lifestyles. But thank you so much. And I hope Priya's gotten her answer. We're going to continue to take questions from the listeners and fans who are tuning in. So keep those questions coming in. And on the other side, we're going to be talking about another such query from a listener. Thank you, Ryan. We'll be back with another episode of Nutrition Secrets with Ryan Fernando.
You are listening to Nutrition Secrets by Ryan Fernando, only on Red Podcast.